Good morning, family. First is Robert speaking.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Marlon Stewart. I am a client. I live in Phoenixville. I believe I called on the weekend, spoke to somebody. So I think they said they sent over an email to HR.
Yeah, Mr. Stewart, you spoke to me actually over the weekend.
Okay, yeah. So
has your coordinator reached out to you?
Sarah called me back, but she said the same thing. I'm going to call over to, I guess, onboarding or whoever and see if they've got anybody, and I'll call you back and I'll tell them, make sure you call me back, because every time y'all say y'all do, y'all don't. And this makes no sense that I have, it's 4 days now, and I haven't had eight at all. Maybe missed two appointments I had to cancel.
Okay. I'll make sure for her to call you back. Because she's actually the one that does the onboarding with the, she does the staffing. So she's more or less going to know who she can put up there or not. You're in Phoenixville, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
She told me that she had to call somebody else. I guess these are somebody else.
Yeah, she just gives them a call to see if they have anybody available. If they have anybody extra.
Yeah, but I told her, I'm giving y'all a week and then I'm leaving. I'm going to a different company because this makes no sense.
And trust me, I will understand that. But just give it some time. I'll make sure she gives you a call right before the afternoon ends.
I mean, they tried to offer me a male, even though I'm handicapped and partially handicapped. My one arm doesn't work.
Okay.
So of course, I requested a female. A couple of weeks, she tried to offer me a male. So I don't want no male washing me up. So.
So that's you prefer a female.
I prefer a female, yes, one that can cook, actually.
Okay. This is why she's probably telling you it might take a little while.
Oh, I don't have a little while. Like, I really am not supposed to be left alone, and they knew all this from the beginning. And she told me, "Well, we got plenty of people in Pennsylvania." I'm like, "Okay, got fired the caregiver for whatever reasons." The one that was here, you know, she had her own issues.
Okay, let me reach out to her and see what's going on. Hello?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, let me reach out to Sarah and see what's going on. Let me see what she can update me with, okay?
Okay, you're going to call me back or she's going to call
me
back? Okay, no problem.